Hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, of course, on this Sunday, September the 21st, 2014. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. I'm so glad that I can tag along with you today. Can you believe it's the last couple of days of summer? Yeah, fall or autumn, depending on what you call it, starts on Tuesday. Yeah, the 23rd, Tuesday, just a couple of days away. And I'll tell you what, it's been a very unique summer. I was talking with a couple of folks from church the other day and said, you know, it's kind of interesting. We've had most of the summer felt like it was spring, and we only felt like we had summer for about 2 or 3 weeks temperature-wise. So, but I do love the changes of the seasons and the leaves turning color. It is a beautiful time of the year. Amen. Well, friend, I'm so glad that you joined me today. In fact, today we're going to be talking about Jesus. There is no other name. Talking about Jesus today on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Now you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness, out of darkness, into His marvelous light.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey. So good to be spending some time with you. I pray that your weekend is coming along quite well. And today we're focusing on Acts chapter 4, verse 12. It says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." A great passage right there. You know, the context of this passage began when a crippled beggar was healed by Peter and John as they made their way to the temple for afternoon prayers. Reports of the healing drew quite a crowd and quickly caught the attention of the Jewish leaders, and the leaders arrested the two disciples, brought them before a high group of officials with a demanding question: by what power or by what name do you do this? And Peter's answer was straight to the point. He says, "Jesus Christ." You know, salvation expresses the idea of being rescued from a dangerous situation. Our spiritual condition, friend, is certainly that. We are sinners separated from God and can do nothing about it. Our best efforts falls short. Death is our destiny, not just physical death, but eternal death, eternal separation from God. We need to be saved, and only one person can rescue us. Jesus came to earth to do what we could not do for ourselves, friend. Being fully God, he came to pay the penalty of our sin as the sinless sacrifice. Being fully man, he was entirely qualified to die on our behalf. On the cross, Jesus paid the penalty for your sin and mine. It is through him and him alone that we can be rescued, finally and forever.
Lost are saved, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned, feel no shame at the sound of your great name. Every fear has no place at the sound of your great name. The enemy, he has to leave at the sound of your great name.
right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, how you doing? It's Joey. Today we're talking about Acts 4:12. It says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." I love that passage. You know, it's funny that Peter stood before the Sanhedrin and boldly declared that it is all about Jesus. He publicly declared to the Sanhedrin. Now, the Sanhedrin back then, friend, is sort of like going to the Supreme Court today and telling them they will die in their sins if they don't accept Jesus Christ. I mean, that boldness. And here's the funny thing. Just weeks before, Peter denied Jesus Christ publicly more than once. He was afraid of what was going to happen to him. But praise God, in his love and mercy, he granted Peter and restored him back to the ministry. And now, Peter can boldly proclaim that Jesus is the only name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Talk about the boldness. Talk about having the mercy and the grace of God. Talking about having a second chance. Today, friend, I want to remind you that all is not lost if you messed up. Our God is a God of second chances, and what has been applied to Peter's life and ministry can be applied to yours as well. Our God is certainly a God of second chances.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall said, here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, if you lead me, I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of wind and plain, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will hold your
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
This is God clothed in love.
You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Thanks so much for letting me tag along with you today, of course, here on this Sunday. Today we're focusing on Acts chapter 4, verse 12. It says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Peter declared to the religious leaders that the only way to be saved was through the powerful name of Jesus. You know, there's that song, "Jesus, there's just something about that name." How true are those words of that song? Jesus conquered sin and death through the cross and the empty tomb. Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You know, the popularity of universalism, it's the thought or belief of that all paths lead to God, finds no support in the Bible. You do know that, right? According to the Bible, the only way of salvation is through faith in Jesus Christ. Peter confronted the most religious group of their day that only Jesus would provide them salvation. Friend, Jesus is the only way. The only way of true salvation. There are many fine religions around the world, but only Jesus leads to life. Trust in him today.
He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth, our prophet, priest, and king. He has triumphed o'er sin's fatal curse, of death, where is thy sting? There is no other name.
Oh,
listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I pray your Sunday, your weekend is a blessed one, of course. And we've been focusing on Acts chapter 4, verse 12 today. Fred, if you have a song request, maybe a question, comment, or even a prayer request, shoot me an email. Love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org, joey@greatnewsradio.org. We'd love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, of course, it's the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, of course, with the one and only Mr. Mark Burns. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.